The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachos, shemana esrei birchas, hashiveinu avinu. Shalom. We're continuing with the second bracha of the Bakoshes, the request that we have in shemana esrei. As we know that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, they set up the Shemona Esrei and they knew all the important needs of Klal Yisrael, and everything is included. I heard once that one of the not-from-forms of Judaism decided they want to upgrade the Shemona Esrei, and they made some type of poll amongst the members, what should we add to Shemona Esrei? So you can imagine what the they daven for, save the whales, save the ozone layer, whatever the latest trends were they want to put into it. Kamuvan, those things may not even be important. But what is important is in Shemona Esrei. That was a chazal that says, Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, V'imam kamen neviim with the Ruach HaKodesh. So all the needs of Klal Yisrael, it's all there. It's just a matter of paying attention to it. So kamuvan, the most important things are our Keshrut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything stems from that. And that's why it starts off with the first thing we daven for was the Das, like we said yesterday, to recognize where our intelligence comes from, what it's supposed to be used for, what its great potential is, to bring us to closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and clarity what life is all about. And that brings us to the next stage of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torasecha. That Hashem should bring us back to His Torah, V'koveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, should bring us back to His Avodah. It's a very big chiddush in this bracha, because we know Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. We can ask Hashem for everything, but ask Hashem to do the mitzvahs for us, He's not going to do the mitzvahs for us. Ask Him to have Yir Shemayim for us. He can't do that for us. It's something that we have to do. What b'chalal is this request? Hashiveinu v'ilu sarasecho. But we see from Chazal that they instituted this bracha, a chiddush, that yes, it is possible to be masbal to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that He should bring us back to His Torah and to His avodah. How does it work? I really like what we're saying. It's not in His hands, in our hands. It works like this. Kodesh Baruch Hu sees our deep desires. And if we express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that something is very important to us, and we ask Him for it, Hashem will make it easier for that to happen. If it's totally in His hands, He may do it all by Himself if He feels it's the right thing for us. And if it's something that we have to do, like tshuva, He will make it easier for us. And it's not that we're getting away for free, Hashem is suddenly making it easy for us. Because tshuva in itself is a desire to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the highest level of that desire is when it affects our behavior. Not only do we want to be close to Hashem, but our behavior is compatible to that. But the starting point is the ratzon, the desire. So by being mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I see at the top of my list of requests is Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torasecho, Avinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecho. This is so important to me to better my behavior. I want so much to be close to Hashem, and I know my behavior is not up to par, but I want to get closer. That is that Pesach, that we are Poseach B'Tshuva, that this tefillah itself is an act of tshuva. And if it's an act of tshuva, Hashem says, if you Poseach a Pesach, you make an opening, I'll make it much bigger, I'll help you along. Kodesh Baruch Mesayeh, bring you Siyad HaShemaya, what kind of circumstances will make it easier for you? Exposure to things that will give you the right insights to behave the way we really want to behave. So yes, tshuva is in our hands, it's not in Hashem's hands. But to request for tshuva, to desire tshuva, that is a decision that we make. That's why this bracha is so important. There's even a bigger chiddush in this bracha. Because like we pointed out before, every single request we don't make just for ourselves, we're making for all of Klal Yisrael. There's even a bigger chiddush. Mela, we explained how I can be misbaled for my own tshuva. Because we're saying that in itself is part of the Maitse Tshuva. That is an expression of my deep desire to be Chozer B'Tshuva. But what does it help for me to to mispal for everybody else b'chayz of b'tshuva. So there's two factors here. Factor number one, this is really a continuation of what we said before. There's two levels of tshuva in itself. One level, even before the actions, my desire for tshuva is my desire that I should be chayz of b'tshuva. If I have desire that all of Klai Yisrael should be chayz of b'tshuva, that's a much higher desire, much greater desire, because it shows that I'm not just interested in myself. I'm not just, well, I want to get a big Olam Haba, I get a big mansion out there in Olam Haba, and if I'm down to Hashem, I should do the right actions to be zeicher to it. But everybody else could do what they want. That's a very low level. The level that Kodesh Boker wants us to be is in a level that each person feels the responsibility to all of Klai Yisrael, because he knows the Ratzon of Hashem is that we should all be chayzer b'tshuva. And as a matter of fact, we say that at the end of this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem HaRoitzeh B'Shuvah. It's the only bracha also that ends in such a fashion of Roitzeh that he wants to. Everything else he's doing. Choynen Adas, Roitzeh Cholam Yisrael. He's doing these things. He's giving wisdom. He's giving health. He's not giving tshuva. But we recognize in this bracha, this is the deepest Ratzon of Hashem. HaRoitzeh B'Shuvah, he so much wants us to be Choyzeh B'Shuvah, because the whole purpose of the Bria was that we should be cool to him. So when I mispalel, I'm not, just not thinking about myself, my personal, selfish, spiritual interest, but I'm thinking of the Ratzon Hashem, how much I want that all of Klai Yisrael be chayzer b'tshuva, because that's what Hashem wants. This is a very, very high level of expression, of closeness to Hashem, and that's a very high level. That's the beginning of a strong ma'isa tshuva. That once again, the beginning and the ikir tshuva is where I'm coming from. I'm coming from a place, not only that I want to
call Halashon,
be close to Hashem, I want all of Klai Yisrael to be close to Hashem, which is Hashem's deepest desire. And like we said, the stronger form of showing my desire for closer to Hashem brings the Yad HaShemayah for myself. But it seems to be more than that there is such a koyach that one person can be mispalel for the other person. Klai Yisrael is all one unit, with one big neshama. Each one has parts of that neshama, but there's something called Nishmas Yisrael, one big unit of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, just like I've been mispalel myself, I bring Siyad HaShemayah for myself to be Chayzer B'Tshuva, the fact that we're being mispalel for other people to be Chayzer B'Tshuva would also help make Siyad HaShemayah in the Klal Yisrael scale, that all members of Klal Yisrael should have this Oiris, have different things that will arouse them to Tshuva. So, like we're saying, this bracha is a second bracha. I have my das. That's what we were davening in the first bracha. Now I want to use it for the right thing. The right thing is, give us helikim. That is tshuva. And that's why I'm davening for myself and for everybody else. And it will work. In itself is an act of showing my closeness to Hashem, and it will bring Siyat HaShemayah for all of us. We say two different lashonis. When we talk about to return to Torah, we say, Hashiveinu Ovinu L'Soyosech, our Father. When we say our Avoida, to the Tfila, we say Malkeinu, our King. The difference between the two is, Torah is, as we mentioned before, the act of Ava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are interacting with His Ratzon, His desires, His will that He revealed to us. And our ability to do that, especially the Klal Yisrael, we are the only one who have the Torah HaKdoshah. And there's a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavah Yochel that gave to us cholok michochmoseh liyireyav. He gave a chelek of himself Kavah Yochel to us. That's the Father. Our desire of Kiva to Torah is to recognize that this is something from our Father, and we're an extension from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have the ability to understand His will through the Torah. Avoid is something else. Avoid is also very close, very intimate. We're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Avoid, we're subjugating ourselves. We're showing, I'm nothing. Everything's in your hands. That's the idea of the brochas. That's the idea of the tefillas. Like a poor person knocking on the door of the wealthy person. I have nothing of my own. I need everything from you. And that's tefillah. That's Avoid, to recognize. Without you, I can't manage. And that's why you really... If we would have this mind frame, we'd have much more kavanah in our Shemot Esrei, because the reason why we don't have kavanah in Shemot Esrei comes from the many reasons that we don't have Kavanah Shemoneh Esrei. We have, our mind is always preoccupied. But part of it is the idea that we deep down we really think that we're managing pretty well by ourselves. If we really feel and live our lives in a fashion that I can't take anything for granted, the fact that I'm alive this second, I don't know if I'll be alive in another second. It's all in Hashem's hands. That I have food to eat today, who knows if there'll be food tomorrow. I have a place to live in, who knows if I will have this apartment tomorrow. If we live in that fashion, with true emunah bitochen Hashem, true hachno, subjugation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then obviously we'd be misaligned for everything because we'd realize how much we need it. That is the idea of tefillah. The tefillah is based on the fact, Malkeinu, you realize you are the king, everything is yours, everything's in your hands, and that's what we want. We're misbal to Hashem that we should have a kilva to his avoida, to have a deeper recognition that Hashem is the melech, and therefore misbal properly. Everybody has his level, Baruch Hashem. We are on a level of avoida Hashem. We have to be proud of where we are. But we want the tshuva shleima. We want to be completely back to you. We want that every act that we do should be compatible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't have those daily bricks of behavior that is not matim to somebody that's so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we should be and the way we want to be. That's that. That's feel as there in the tshuva shleima. We should have a complete tshuva. And there's something to misbal for. Once again, we're far from that, but to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our desire. A final point, which is not get to all the brachas we mentioned before, is to make your tefillah alive, you have to relate to where you are now, what has transpired, what has happened in the last few hours of your life. When by Shachis you're asking for Torah and for Kivat Avodas Hashem, think about what happened overnight, getting up in the morning. One could even think, it was so hard for me to get up and I came late to davening today. I want to be expelled that next tefillah should come on time. Whatever it be, that won't fit in your own examples. But if you want your tefillah to be really alive, the real thing, then with all the pirushim we said now, that's just the background. But to make it alive is to put our daily experiences into that. Why am I dafka now asking, Ashivenu avinu l'tzoro secho, kavinu l'avodah secho? Should be zeicher. To take advantage of this bracha and express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu our tremendous desire to come close to Him, a recognition, the great gift of the Torah, which is from Avinu, the chelik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our life. The special schus we have to be the avodim of Hashem, be able to subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kel Melech, Moli Rachamim, only full of Rachamim and care for ourselves. Our desire to have tshuva shleima. Yes, Baruch Hashem, I am davening. I'm a certain level, but I want it to be perfect. Be zeicher to the day, and my tefillah will be perfect, my midos will be perfect, everything will be perfect. And together with that, I'm mispal for all of Klal Yisrael. We end, Baruch Hashem, Reitze b'shuva. Hashem wants it. It's all in our hands to show Him how much we also want it. And yet Hashem will be zeicher to see Adat Shemaya to get what both us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu want.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.